This is KERA News. I'm Jerome Weeks. Jose Fagali, the winner of the 1985 Clyburn competition, died yesterday in Fort Worth. Fagali was 24 when he won both the gold medal and the Chamber Music Prize at the 1985 Van Clyburn International Piano Competition. On Tuesday, he was found dead at his home in bed. The Tarrant County Medical Examiner's initial report called the death a suicide. Fort Worth police say they are investigating. The pianist was 53. Richard Drudzinski, the former head of the Van Clyburn who retired in 2009, remained close friends with Fagali. He says the pianist wrestled with depression for years. But Thomas Ungar, a fellow music faculty member at TCU, says that as recently as last week, Fagali had been making plans to perform in a June concert.
And he was very animated and was looking forward to it very much. In fact, so much that he was saying that he wanted to play a certain pieces because he's already got so many other programs to do, the same programs to do at other places. So there was, I just never had any, no indication whatsoever. It's a huge mystery and a huge shock.
This is the late Van Clyburn introducing the young pianist.
José Fagali was born in Brazil. He gave his first public performance at the age of 5 in Rio de Janeiro. He appeared with the Brazilian Symphony Orchestra when he was only 8 years old. At age 15, he left his native Brazil to study at the Royal Academy of Music in London. At age 24, he won the gold medal at the Van Clyburn International Piano Competition right here in Fort Worth, Texas.
In the early rounds in the 85 competition, Fagali pulled a muscle and was prescribed a muscle relaxant. He recalled what happened next for the 2012 TV documentary, The Clyburn, 50 Years of Gold.
I got a violent allergic reaction and made me very dizzy, and I had red spots and rashes all over my body. And so for 2 days I couldn't practice, and it made it very, very difficult, of course. So I actually called the director and said, I think I'd better pull out of the finals. I'm in no condition to perform.
He was told no. He persevered and won. After the Clyburn, Fagali launched an extensive performing career, appearing with such orchestras as the Berlin Philharmonic, the London Symphony Orchestra, and virtually every major orchestra in the United States. He also performed, produced, or engineered more than 50 audio recordings. Fagali returned to Fort Worth and in 1990 became an artist in residence and a professor of piano at TCU. He also remained active with the Clyburn as a board member. Earlier this year, he participated in the memorial anniversary concert for Van Clyburn held in Sundance Square.
It's a kind of a reunion of the Clyburn family, you could say. To have everybody together like this is a wonderful thing.
Fagali was actually a man of many talents. He was also the TCU Music School's coordinator of internet technologies. Angela Fabry is director of Performing Arts International. He was Fagali's agent and friend. Fabry says Fagali was so proficient with computers and audio recording, he corrected the code in Microsoft's music software.
And Microsoft actually invited him to their next conference to speak. He was that good. He was just amazing.
Fagali is survived by his mother, who lives in Brazil. Jerome Weeks, KERA News.